This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. India crossed a grim milestone Wednesday of more than 200,000 people lost to the coronavirus as a devastating surge of new infections tears through dense cities and rural areas alike and overwhelms healthcare systems on the brink of collapse. The health ministry reported a single-day record of deaths and infections. Just a short time ago, Russian President Vladimir Putin told Modi Russia that they will deliver emergency India virus aid. The CDC says fully vaccinated Americans no longer need to wear masks outdoors, with one exception. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It's what CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky calls another step toward normalcy.
There are many situations where fully vaccinated people do not need to wear a mask, particularly if they are outdoors.
She says the exception is in a big crowd, like a stadium. The change comes amid hopeful signs. Drops in virus cases, hospitalizations, and deaths, increases in vaccinations, and data showing most virus transmission happens indoors.
If you're vaccinated, you can do more things more safely.
President Biden says more than a third of American adults are now fully vaccinated. He hopes the new guidelines spur more people to get shots. Sagar Magani, Washington.
France's Prime Minister Jean Castex said at a news conference Wednesday the country's COVID situation was improving. French President Emmanuel Macron will have more details when he delivers a speech to the nation this Friday to give an update on the COVID-19 situation. Japan's government is planning to introduce vaccine passports to help restart international travel, according to Kyoto News Agency Wednesday. This is VOA News. Russian authorities rapidly painted over a large mural of jailed opposition politician Alexei Navalny Wednesday after it appeared overnight on a building in central St. Petersburg. The mural in President Vladimir Putin's hometown showed a smiling Navalny making a heart shape with his hands next to the slogan, quote, "a hero of a new time," end quote. This as his activist network is on the brink of being outlawed as extremist. Police arrived at the scene around 9 a.m. local time, and workers arrived about 90 minutes later to cover the mural with yellow paint. A court is considering a request by Moscow's prosecutor to ban Navalny's anti-corruption foundation and his regional offices on the grounds they are extremist. The next hearing in that case is expected Thursday. By labeling them extremist, the authorities would effectively outlaw their activities, exposing members and supporters to long prison terms. Moscow Wednesday expelled 7 European diplomats after their countries ordered Russian diplomats to leave in solidarity with the Czech Republic, which is engulfed in a diplomatic dispute with Russia. The Czech government this month accused Russian secret services of being behind a deadly explosion at an arms depot in eastern Czech Republic in 2014. It expelled a number of Russian diplomats over the allegations, with Slovakia and the Baltic states of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania following suit in solidarity. Russia's foreign ministry said in a statement Tuesday a total of 4 diplomats from Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania have been declared persona non grata and must leave the country within 7 days. U.S. President Joe Biden will use his first address to Congress Wednesday to call for an epic effort to make the United States fairer, funded in part by reversing Donald Trump's tax cuts on the wealthy. Speaking to a joint session of Congress on the eve of his 100th day in office, Mr. Biden will likely hail what Tuesday he called stunning success in vaccinating Americans, a national effort that has transformed the country from coronavirus catastrophe to leader in global recovery. But with solid approval ratings and a Democratic majority, albeit razor thin, in Congress, Mr. Biden feels he has momentum on his side to take on new challenges. Twitter's decision to open its first African office in Ghana, citing it as a champion of democracy, is being met with opposition. LGBT plus rights campaigners said Wednesday it's a slap in the face for sexual minorities in the country who suffer abuse and persecution. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.